There are roughly 3.8 billion people, about half of the world's population, that subscribe to one of the monotheistic Abrahamic religions, meaning the belief in a single, external, almighty God that is all-knowing and all-powerful. Ironically, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam also have esoteric or hidden aspects which certain sects subscribe to that are often regarded as occult or mystical versions of their faith, which do not focus on dietary laws, traditional observances, or rituals overseen by clergy, but rather seek a direct experience of divinity itself, absent of any rabbis, priests, or imams. While many consider personal spirituality outside of organized religion to be New Age, in reality, there's nothing new about it. And in fact, the concept of direct communication with an internal God or higher self predates monotheism altogether, at least during the Holocene, starting with Akhenaten and his worship of a singular divinity represented by the Aten, sun disk or sun god. Madame Helena Blavatsky was the 19th century's most famous mystic, occultist, and medium. Co-founding the Theosophical Society in 1875, she aimed for a synthesis of science, religion, and philosophy. Blavatsky taught that within each individual human, there is an eternal, divine facet, which she referred to as the higher self, or inner God, and that uniting with this higher self results in wisdom. When she says wisdom, she's not referring to the kind of knowledge that one acquires through reading books, but rather it is defined as a divine intuition, sixth sense, or inner guidance that is most commonly acquired through entering into an altered state of consciousness. The term for this practice is called mysticism, where one surrenders the ego through various techniques and merges with what some refer to as God and others believe is one's own subconscious mind. An altered state of consciousness is not the only time that one can access the wisdom of the higher self. For example, we've all had the experience of thinking about someone right before the phone rings and it's the person of whom we were just thinking of. Or during a meeting, an idea occurs to you, and in the same instant, someone else says to everybody that which you just thought. While some dismiss this phenomena as mere coincidence, students of the occult, or Gnosticism, would consider these to be examples of telepathy, the perception and transmission of feelings and ideas at a distance. The English language term telepathy combines two Greek words, tele, which means at a distance, and pathos, which means feeling or suffering. The literal meaning is to feel at a distance. Therefore, the concept of telepathy means much more than the mere transmission of logical and clear-cut thoughts, but includes all kinds of contact between two or more minds, transcending the five senses. In most cases, the phenomena happens in semi-conscious, unperceived, and undesired ways. The goal of Gnosticism is to induce a state where these abilities are amplified and accessed willfully. Gnosis is the Greek noun for knowledge, and the term was used among various Hellenistic religions and philosophies in the Greco-Roman world. In a religious context, Gnosis is mystical or esoteric knowledge based on direct participation with the divine. Gnosticism is the belief that human beings contain a piece of God within themselves, or a divine spark, which has fallen from the immaterial world into the bodies of humans. During the first 3 centuries of Christianity, There was no central authority until after the conversion of Roman Emperor Constantine the Great in 312. Christian communities taught many different views. In the second century, some groups, now collectively referred to as Gnostic Christians, claimed to have access to secret knowledge about the nature of the universe and guarded techniques of how to directly access this sacred knowledge, or wisdom. The Gnostics referred to wisdom as Sophia, which is the Greek word for wisdom. In the Greek translation of Hebrew scriptures, particularly the Old Testament, the name Sophia is given a translation of Chokhmah, which means wisdom, and is the name of a figure with feminine features. The Arabic word for wisdom is Hikmah, or Hakem, which means wise. When Gnostic philosophies entered Europe, practitioners were referred to as the wise ones, which from the perspective of the Catholic Church was considered heresy, which is where the derogatory label of witch comes from the Anglo-Saxon Wicca, meaning wise ones. This is why religious sects that try to hide their Gnostic ideology traditionally put extra emphasis on their reverence for the Virgin Mary, which represents the divine wisdom one acquires through mystical states of consciousness, sometimes acquired through pain, which is called flagellation and is the act of flogging or beating, or through prolonged repetitive music and dancing, or sometimes through drug use. And while there are numerous other techniques, the most notorious and allegedly effective is through carnal acts, which do not result in procreation, but in an amplified and extended orgasmic state of religious ecstasy, where the practitioner is overwhelmed with energetic waves of prana, chi, or vril, terms which describe a universal life force energy that allegedly unlocks dormant abilities of clairvoyance, which is the claimed ability to gain information about an object, person, location, or physical event through extrasensory perception. It is in these altered states of consciousness that ancient civilizations, such as the ancient Greeks, would acquire guidance from oracles, like the famous ones at Delphi, which provided prophetic predictions and guidance through acts of divination. It is through this lens that one should consider the beliefs of the Knights Templar, who revered the Madonna figure, whose black appearance had nothing to do with race or skin color, but was symbolic for this Gnostic trance state, which is the basis for religions that venerate the goddess. According to the Kabbalah, which is considered esoteric Jewish mysticism as it appeared after the 12th century, but really is much older, Chokhmah is the 10th sephirot at the top of the right axis on the Tree of Life, corresponding to the left eye or the right hemisphere of the brain. Chokhmah is associated in the soul with the power of intuitive insight, and it's the goal of Kabbalists to extract such insight from the superconscious realm. According to the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn, the name of God is associated with Chokhmah. The name of God associated with Chokhmah is Jehovah. And in the teachings of sex magician Aleister Crowley, Chokhmah is represented in accordance with terms like tetragrammaton, which is another way of saying Yahweh, or Jehovah, which in the occult unlocks the meaning behind astrology, the tarot, the mysteries of the Bible, the Kabbalah, the Enochian magic of John Dee, and even the Germanic esoteric teachings of nationalist Germany, which were opposed to Judaism politically, particularly communism, yet internally practiced the exact same esoteric mysticism in their own occult orders. While many people are quick to dismiss Madame Blavatsky as a Luciferian, which literally translates to light-bearer, yet has a negative connotation in modern times, keep in mind that while her work was revered by pre-World War II Germany, this also includes people like Albert Einstein, who also had a copy of her book on his night shelf. The Church Fathers reacted to occult or Gnostic teachings by inventing the twin concepts of orthodoxy and heresy. These concepts did not exist in the ancient world. With the thousands of different native cults in the Mediterranean basin, there was no central authority that determined what people were to believe. Orthodoxy, which means correct belief, and heresy, which is something that goes against accepted religious interpretation or thought, are two sides of one coin. Heretics are called that by those who disagree with them, or in some cases, by those that want a certain esoteric religious or spiritual technology to remain hidden. This is how medieval alchemy came about, where the internal transmutation of raw sex energy was refined into creative or divinely inspired spiritual gold, and externally disguised as a transmutation of base metals into physical gold. The notion that alchemists were atheists that were concerned with materialistic enrichment is false. In regards to early Christianity, the Gnostics claim that their teachings came directly from Jesus. In those scenes in the Gospel, when Jesus takes the disciples aside to better inform them, he also allegedly taught secret things that were passed down to them. That said, for most Gnostic systems, Jesus was not incarnated into a physical human body, but rather only appeared in the form of a human so that he could communicate with humanity. If Christ never had a material body, the central pillars of Christianity, the crucifixion and the resurrection of the dead, were nullified. In this sense, Gnostics viewed salvation as an individual matter, rather than involving the rest of the community. In other words, salvation could not be achieved through the cross, church hierarchy, priests, popes, or rules. For Gnostics, the kingdom of heaven is within the individual and can be directly experienced before the passing of one's physical body. The most controversial of Gnostic ritual was the bridal chamber, where one attained Christhood, where the language and metaphors of marriage were applied in a union with Christ. They were the first to practice celibacy and chastity, which, according to esoteric authors such as Samuel Einweyer, did not originally mean that one should completely refrain from intercourse, but rather one should refrain from expelling one's life force energy externally and instead learn to transmute the energy to nourish the soul or energetic body, which in occult circles is a real thing that needs to be awakened and nurtured, and blind faith is not enough. Helena Blavatsky stated that the published works on the Kabbalah do not contain the inner secrets of the wisdom. The unwritten Kabbalah is transmitted orally and needs seven keys to unveil them, which is beyond the scope of this presentation. The present Kabbalah, according to Blavatsky, originated from the secret doctrine of the Chaldeans and Egyptians, and that the authentic Kabbalah was to be found in the Chaldean Book of Numbers in the possession of Persian Sufis. This secret knowledge, which can be traced back to the ancient Aryans, was incorporated into the esoteric cults of Islam and known to the German nationalists, who conducted formal government research into the occult while publicly banning all secret societies that had anything to do with Kabbalistic practices. Of course, after World War II, much of this esoteric knowledge is now ridiculed under the guise of academic criticism. After Madame Helena Blavatsky passed away, much of the work of the German branch of the Theosophical Society, which she founded, was championed by Rudolf Steiner, who once said about the constant, unfounded slander of Blavatsky that, quote, "Wherever there is criticism, beneath there is hatred." Thank you. I decided to make another stop at Thai Dishes on Wilshire Boulevard in Santa Monica, as I was in the mood for my favorite seafood soup called Potak Soup, which has a lot of ginger, lemongrass, green onions, mushroom, shrimp, and other seafood. It's delicious and always served hot and a little bit on the spicy side. The soup also has a very strong flavor of basil leaves in a lemony broth with a hint of sweet taste, which I think is tamarind. I also ordered the mint leaf chicken, which has a strong minty taste and is also spicy, but not too much. I was surprised on this visit when the waitress played one of my videos for me on her phone, as a subscriber had come in and showed her the last time I was here. So they were very happy to see me and even gave me a complimentary plate of sweet mangoes with some sort of cream and rice pudding, which I really enjoyed. So I will double down on my endorsement of this restaurant, which has the freshest seafood and the friendliest staff. My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an anthropologist. My published work is available on Amazon and through all other major book outlets. If you'd like to support my work, you can do that through patreon.com. There should be a link in the description. Please subscribe for future updates. Leave your thoughts below. Have a wonderful weekend, and I hope to see you again soon.